You notice the Lord's people meet together at convention, and even those online, we realize that our lessons, what we've heard from God's Word from this platform, have been providentially overruled by His Holy Spirit. We will review just some of the lessons that were presented through the titles of the discourses and the titles of the hymns which our speakers chose. It's through amazing grace that we have been called by God and enlightened by His Word to know the Heavenly Father, His true character, and His divine plan to bless all the families of the earth centered on His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. We need Thee every hour, for when I am weak, I am strong. Oh, to be nothing! For we only understand these thoughts when we are weak and when we are strong through His Holy Spirit. We need humility as little children in order to be faithful unto death. We are only waiting as we watch for the signs which the Lord gave us of His presence by His own words. We pray, Thy kingdom come, for in a little while the harvest will be over and the church will be complete. The time of trouble is a sign. In this present evil world and its spirit, we feel that I am a pilgrim and a stranger as we are on our spiritual journey. The Lord is holding back those four winds while we strive to be more Christ-like in order to make our calling and election sure. Today we are surrounded by so many unholy influences. So keep me, Lord. These forces are ungodly with their theories and speculations, which all oppose God, oppose righteousness, oppose religious living. For what a fool believes is a great deception. True wisdom is a relationship with Jesus. We must take time to be holy, to serve God in spirit and in truth. How great Thou art! For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. For all in their graves will hear His voice and come forth. Without Him, life would not be possible. Jesus taught us to forgive and forget, and He died once for all. The beauty of holiness should be displayed in our characters, in our consecrated lives, when we display compassion and care for one another. We must learn to forgive all the people which we have difficulties with, because there is a true cost of failing to forgive them. We are walking with God, so keep yourself from the idols of this transitory world. Dedicate your time, your efforts and desires, your passions towards God and His workmanship. To God be the glory. Brethren testified and counted their many blessings in the trials and the joys which they have experienced in their lives. Their testimonies were prayers of the consecrated, which brought honor to the Lord. He knows the experiences which you need to walk in newness of life. For the righteous shall live by faith in the church's one foundation, dead to sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. We are so thankful to the Heavenly Father that we are granted this opportunity to meet together and review all these things. And the convention season reminds me of the words of Jesus found in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, where Jesus said to His followers, "This is My commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are My friends if you do what I command." So on behalf of our little class, we would like to thank every single one of you who are assembled here, because all of you also have laid down your life for your friends in your participation here. We have a few thank yous. We'd like to first thank Judy and Matt Burnett, who were able to bring Mum to the convention through the rental of the van. We would like to thank Naomi Paley, our secretary, who did a lot of the bulwark to contact speakers and make arrangements. We'd like to thank Ryan and Ray for all the technical work which they've done at this convention. We'd like to thank Sue and Sister Janice for the accompaniment and the beautiful music. And of course, the Harm sisters, who did such a tremendous job in the kitchen helping out back there and with the dishes, and also Sue Charlton. I didn't get dishpan hands at this convention. Also thank you to the Sunday school teachers once again, and also the caterers who provided with really great meals for our sustenance. I hope there isn't anyone I've forgotten. So brethren, as Jesus said, you are our true friends. You are the truest friends which we will have in our lives. And we need to continue to love and support one another, especially as we see the day drawing near. As we asunder apart, I leave you with a quote which was in the program at my teacher retirement ceremony. And as soon as I read it, it took my mind immediately to my true friends as we asunder apart after a convention. And this is how it read. Don't be dismayed at goodbyes. A farewell is necessary before you can meet again. And meeting again after moments or lifetimes is certain for those who are friends. So we look forward, if the Lord wills, to see our true friends again in fellowship and at conventions in the future. And if not, we are certain that we will meet you again, our true friends beyond the veil. As we close by singing the hymn number 64, I will leave you with a beautiful farewell that I have heard Brother Ken use at many conventions. My prayer is that somehow and some way you and I may be present at the marriage supper. God be with you till we meet again.